Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
...97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
One more segment to go here on a Friday. Jane Duker with us in studio. She's going to hang in the next hour as well. Jeff Rainford with Rainford & Associates. Gene Evans, who is with Go Consulting, former executive director of the state GOP. I spoke with Mike Kehoe a week ago after the election, Gene Evans, and I didn't want Schmidt to leave the state, but I was thinking ahead, Gene, this is what I do. And I thought, you know, if Schmidt goes to be AG, you got a Senate seat, I thought I'd be perfect for that. And he said that there were a lot of people that thought the same way. But outside of my name, and I guess we're going to figure out what's going on in Missouri politics, because Schmidt's not leaving. He made that clear. But what's happening with Mike Kehoe trying to put his administration together right now?
He's got his transition team put together. Contrary to what had been noted in some local newspaper, he was not planning ahead. I mean, I saw him. I spoke to him. Anybody who spoke to him would tell you that he did not start planning or putting his transition team together until after the election. So in a way, they're a little bit behind. But he does have a transition team. He's got a lot of really smart, experienced people on there. And he's got to hire a lot of people. I mean, it is a transition. It's a new administration. So they're doing that. The Senate caucus was the last 2 days. The new Senate. There's a lot of new senators. The House has a caucus next week.
So explain what's happening on the House side. Is that becoming somewhat of an issue right now?
It's an issue. Jonathan Patterson, who is a surgeon out of Lee Summit, is the speaker designee, and that was all voted on prior to and confirmed last week or two. Like right after the election, they go in and they vote. And there was no one who challenged him. But a couple days later, a local state rep, Justin Sparks, announced that he's going to challenge him for speaker. And do that on the House floor, because it has to be confirmed on the House floor by an actual vote where you push a button. So I'm not sure that
private.
It's not private. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. Jonathan, if John Patterson were in any danger of losing his speakership, somebody would have challenged him sooner.
But is Sparks doing that based on some reaction to the abortion issue?
There's some concern about that, yes. So when John Patterson was running, he actually said Amendment 3, or he said the abortion ban is not working in Missouri. Now, when I spoke to him about it, he said that's because there are just as many abortions, if not more, in Missouri than there were before they passed it. So clearly there's an issue with that. He said he wasn't going to vote for Amendment 3, but he would follow the law. And so now there's pushback saying you're not a real Republican if you want to follow the law, and we need
you
got to
follow
different.
The law.
Well, you can follow the law, but you can also change the law and put another constitutional amendment on.
Well, and I think there's going to be a push for that. That will happen.
They should follow the law, but they also have the right to put another amendment on.
Right. So I think those words, you know, taken at an event without an explanation, caused pause for a lot of pro-life folks, particularly in the grassroots of the party.
But what's going to happen with that issue? Look, one of the things that gets frustrating, I think, for a lot of people is they see the people in Missouri vote on something. I didn't vote for Amendment 3. I didn't like it. But
right.
I understand that it passed. And the majority of people in Missouri decided that it passed. So is the legislature going to go in and then try to undo that?
There's a couple things they can do. There's a lot of ambiguity in the law, so there are some things they can do to try to clarify that ambiguity. And then the other thing is they could actually propose what's like an amendment that would get passed through the legislature and then go on the ballot again, which is what we did with Clean Missouri. So Clean Missouri passed, and then when I was at the state party, we pushed for Cleaner Missouri. That got on the ballot, and it passed, so it kind of clawed some of that back. So they can do that, but it's got to go through the legislature, and then it has to be voted on as well. So they'd have to decide as a group what that language looks like. The other thing they can do is try to adjust things based on the ambiguity.
But it raises a really good question about how you want your state governed, because when you take all of the voters in the state of Missouri, they want abortion allowed in some manner.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you do it state rep, district by state rep, a strong majority of representatives live in districts that overwhelmingly don't want abortion. So if you do it by the people get one person, one vote, then we should have abortion allowed, at least in some restricted ways. If you are like do it, if you're looking at it from the Republican Senate and House caucus, almost none of them are in swing districts, and their people in their districts don't want to do it. And there's a majority of Republicans in both of the chambers. So how do you govern yourself, by the people or by the representatives? And that's really what it's going to come down to.
Look, we can keep relitigating and relitigating. At some point, people are going to get ticked and they're going to have to, the House is not going to change anytime soon. But, Joe Peerless got closer than people liked. I think that the Senate, we're one senator away from no veto proof majority. And then that's, so they got to think about much they want to redo this.
Joe Peerless is a great guy. I like him a lot.
A lot of Republicans supported him.
More than twice as much money as David Gregory in a district that is trending to blue. And he lost.
Well, it's going to go blue because we're realigning ourselves.
Well, it depends if the parties change. And we had at least three Republican representatives who beat the top of the ticket. They outperformed Harris and their districts by between 5 and 10 points in tough districts. So clearly there was an opportunity here for Democrats to take more control in the House and the Senate, and they didn't do it.
So I agree with you. 53% of Missourians vote for abortion, which is supposed to be our number one issue. So it won. And our top candidate for governor lost by 19 points. Right. I mean, something is badly wrong with that picture.
The disconnect is not great. But I also think that abortion is the kind of issue that, neither side needs to be overplaying their hand. Democrats have overplayed their hand for a decade on issues that people are upset about.
There are plenty of Republicans out there. They may not be vocal Republicans, but plenty of Republicans who are on the middle of that issue. Yes. They're going to vote for Mike Kehoe and other Republicans, and then they voted for Amendment 3.
Well, there are a lot. I can tell you, I know tons of businesswomen and people I've known my whole life who are not involved in politics, females who vote Republican because of the fiscal issues, but they voted yes on Amendment 3. They don't probably listen to talk radio. They don't go to like county Republican meetings, but they're voting yes on Amendment 3. And they probably didn't know that much about it other than what they heard on TV.
Sure.
Right.
But that's why the ads are on.
Right. But
TV.
I think Kehoe will put together a very good team. His chief of staff is a great guy. And I think
who'd he pick for that?
Adam Gresham, who works with him now, and he's a great guy.
He's the head of transition, but he hasn't named him chief of staff.
He will be. I mean, he's putting people in positions.
Well, we're naming him today. We're going to name him chief of staff. Adam, congratulations.
I think he's good for St. Louis. He wants to help St. Louis.
I know. I mean, that is a good thing about Kehoe.
He really does. And as long as the mayor and the county executive, the current one or the future ones, don't poke him in the
eye. Well, there you go. That's the issue, though, isn't it? Come on. I mean, seriously.
Well, no, I
think he does have good intentions.
I'm hanging on that word, future. I'm hanging on that word that the future is coming. I mean, I think we're having... Look, I think there could be a change. I'm sorry, but I think that Tishara... her cohorts, remember on Election Day, she got under the arch with Kim Gardner and Cori Bush and said, there's no light of day between us.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
I mean, the whole dog and pony show. Well, honey, there's one left and it's you.
Well,
and
I
think that's a problem. Hold on real quick. And then I think that Sam Page is in trouble. And I mean, if we can actually change that dynamic, that would
we
be.
We have hope.
I mean, we have hope. And so I think I like your words, Jeff.
I've visited with a lot of newly elected senators recently, or senators who've been there on the Republican side in the last couple of weeks. And I hear over and over again, we have to do something about the city of St. Louis and the whole region, because even though I don't live anywhere near there, or people say, don't worry about it, I understand these are sitting Republican senators that this is a problem. And if the city fails, it's an anchor and it takes the whole rest of the state down.
We're the economic engine.
Between the governors and the state. But we have to have more cooperation from the leadership here that they're not anti the state senator, the state legislature, or the governor, but let's work together.
But how can you have any confidence of that when the first thing that Tishara says in the aftermath of this is it's bigotry, xenophobia, white supremacy, blah, blah, blah.
Well, except that, what she really believes, I don't know, but I think what we're seeing
Neither does she.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, and every other politician. Every other politician, okay, including Matt Gaetz and others. But what we don't know, what I think you were seeing there is that's what her campaign is going to be. I think that's what she's going to say is, if you don't vote for me, you're racist and you're a xenophobe and you're anti this. And I think that's a preview of coming attractions.
And it'll be interesting to
see.
That's
the Democrat playbook. But guess what? It's not working anymore.
Right. And if they don't read the leaves, then look, I think the city of St. Louis is a little bit unique. But when you look at turnout, I mean, people in the city of St. Louis don't vote.
Yeah,
and that is frustrating.
It was not even. I looked it up by ward. In St. Louis Hills, where Kara did really well last time, 72% of the people voted. Mm-hmm. In the three north side wards, all of them were under 45%.
Interesting.
It was not evenly down.
We gotta wrap it. Rainford, good to see you. Gene, thanks for coming in. Jane's going to hang out. Another Reardon Roundtable in the books.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.